I'm Rona Tarrant. Time is running out for survivors trapped in the rubble of a devastating earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia, 5 days after the disaster struck. The official death toll from the 7.5 magnitude quake now stands at 1,347. Police are guarding shops against looters as people desperately search for food, fuel and water. Chilean President Sebastian Piñera will meet Pope Francis in Rome during a tour of Europe as the Catholic Church in Chile faces a crisis over claims of sexual abuse and cover-ups. A Vatican spokesman confirmed the meeting would take place Saturday morning. A spokesman for Piñera declined to discuss who'd requested the meeting or what would be discussed. So far, the Pope has accepted the resignation of 7 of Chile's 34 bishops, and Chilean civil justice has investigated allegations of sexual abuse or cover-ups involving 167 church workers. Suspicious mail was delivered to the White House and the Pentagon this week, including some suspected of containing the deadly poison ricin. The U.S. Secret Service said it had obtained a suspicious envelope addressed to President Trump on Monday. The same day, at least 2 suspicious packages were intercepted at a screening center for Pentagon mail. Pentagon police referred the matter to the FBI for investigation. The president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, has requested that dioceses across the country take up an emergency collection on behalf of those devastated by Hurricane Florence, as well as any forthcoming natural disasters this year. In a letter sent to bishops, Cardinal DiNardo wrote that the poor are often the hardest hit and asked for people to contribute to a fund for the humanitarian long-term recovery and church needs arising from the storms. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.